Bottled Up, Night of Stories, by No Space.
What's the matter?
Colgate didn't react as Barry Punch slipped across the bed to where she sat on the edge of the mattress, placing pink hoofs around blue neck.
She doesn't like me.
Barry nuzzled into her ear gently.
Oh, honey, it's all right. She just needs time. It's a big change for her. What if she never likes me?
Colgate.
What if I'm just no good at being a parent?
She laid back on the bed, nestled in Barry's arms.
I never really expected. I mean, I didn't think it would be this hard.
There was a breathy chuckle on her cheek.
Tell me about it.
For several minutes, they lay there, quietly breathing their doubts, until a small voice interrupted them.
Mommy?
Both ponies sat up slowly and looked at the small filly standing in the doorway, rubbing her eyes. Barry slipped off the bed towards her daughter.
What is it, sweetie? Can't sleep?
Ruby shook her head quietly.
Come on,
Barry clucked, gently leading her from the room.
Let's go and get you tucked in.
Colgate watched them leave from her perch on the bed, then silently stood and followed at a distance.
There we go,
the earth pony sang, pulling the blankets up over the small form in the bed.
Comfy?
Ruby nodded, then frowned.
I'm not tired, though.
Not even a little?
A shake of the head answered her.
How about a story?
Barry turned when she heard the nervous blue unicorn at the door and gave her a small smile.
Yeah, how about a story?
Ruby thought carefully for a minute, hoofed her chin, then settled deeper in her bed.
Fine.
Expectantly, Barry stepped away from the bed and allowed Colgate to slowly shuffle forward.
What kind of story would you like to hear?
I want to hear about a princess.
A princess? Okay.
She thought for a moment.
Well, there was a...
No, you're doing it wrong. You're supposed to start with Once Upon a Time.
Colgate turned to Barry, who just gave an encouraging grin.
All right. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful princess.
What was her name?
Oh, her name was Beryl Skies.
She waited for a dispute, but it never came.
Every pony in Equestria thought she was beautiful, but one knight in particular thought she was the most beautiful, most kind, and most caring pony in the land.
What was...
Her name was Lady Romana.
That's silly,
Ruby pouted.
Ladies can't be knights.
Why not? Luna's a lady, and she controls the knight. So why couldn't a lady be a knight?
After careful consideration, Ruby just nodded.
I guess so.
Now, every pony wanted to be Beryl's friend, but they were afraid, because every night an evil wizard named Petronius cast an evil spell on her. Lady Romana had no fear, though, and she was prepared to face any danger to save her princess.
What happened?
The pink filly asked, wide-eyed.
Well, Lady Romana searched high and low, all over Equestria, fighting off dragons and demons every step of the way, but she couldn't find the evil wizard anywhere to make him lift the curse. So, tired and desperate, she went to Beryl instead, and decided to try and break the spell herself. Lady Romana found the princess alone in her tower. She was very nervous, because even though she had always admired her from afar, she hadn't ever talked to her, and she was afraid that the princess wouldn't like her. But Princess Beryl was lonely because of the curse, and she was happy she finally had someone to talk to. The knight hoped that the curse would be broken, along with her loneliness, but it wasn't enough. Every night, the princess still fell under Petronius's power. So Lady Romana decided to take drastic measures. One night, just as the spell was beginning to take hold, she walked up to Beryl and gave her a kiss.
And her love broke the spell?
Well, no, not quite.
What? That's a horrible story!
Ruby whined, starting to sit up. Colgate smiled.
But it isn't over yet.
She set her face defiantly, but finally sank back down.
Okay.
The curse wasn't gone, it's true, but it was weaker. Both ponies could tell. They knew it would be hard, but they were both willing to give it their all to work together to lift the evil power Petronius had over Beryl. So every night, Lady Romana would come see Princess Beryl and give her a kiss. And every night, the spell would break a little bit more as their love grew even stronger.
Do they live happily ever after?
Before she could answer, Barry stepped back up to the bed and gave her daughter a kiss on the forehead.
I think they do, but it's time to go to sleep now, precious.
With a contented sigh, the young foal turned to her side and let her eyes drift close. The two mares shared a small smile and quietly began tip-hoofing back to their room.
Colgate?
The blue unicorn turned back to see the filly sitting back up in bed.
Yes, Ruby?
Are you my mommy's knight?
There was a moment of soft silence.
I try to be.
Ruby nodded, satisfied, and laid down again.
Good.